Remember Me to Harold Square by Paula Danziger.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1. Remember Me to Harold Square by Paula Danziger. To my kid brother and his family, Barry, Annette, Samuel, Carrie, and Mr. Ben Danziger. Chapter 1. Kendra, if you don't vacuum in here soon, we're going to have to start giving names to the dust balls, my mother says, looking around my bedroom. Mom, you promise not to nag me about my room, and sarcasm definitely counts as nagging. I take a sock off the doorknob. Remember the deal? I can keep the room the way that I want, except for the bed, as long as the clutter doesn't spread to any of the other rooms. She sighs. I don't know how you ever convinced your father and me to agree to this. Looking under my bed for the matching sock, I keep my head under there for a minute to get some peace and quiet. She continues anyway. It would be so nice to see your carpet. Mom, you promised. I stand up and pretend to rearrange some papers on my desk. Anyway, I'm cleaning up my room right now of my own free will. That's because you have 2 days to straighten up this disaster area for your pajama party, so that your friends have room to put down sleeping bags, and so that Bethany doesn't have an allergy attack. She's got me. I say...